And at 7:07, we have 29 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high near 60. Winds south at 15 to 30 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. Rescue crews and law enforcement were dispatched at around 4:50 a.m. today, Tuesday, to a single vehicle accident near Cumberland. According to dispatch information, a vehicle struck a deer, causing the airbags to deploy on the vehicle, which ended up on the traveled portion of the road in the opposite lane of travel following the collision. Cumberland Rescue, Wyota Rescue, Cass EMS responded to the scene at 680th and Lansing. A Cass County Sheriff's deputy reported a 32-year-old female in the vehicle was reportedly having some chest pain, but no other injuries were immediately noted. Rescue crews were deployed to check out both occupants. Additional information is currently not available. Well, power was restored to about 200 customers of Atlantic Municipal Utilities within about 30 minutes or so Monday after a switch leading up to a transformer broke while crews were performing routine maintenance. AMU General Manager Steve Chepkes told KJAN News the crews were in the process of conducting repairs when a switch broke and created a fireball and a loud boom at around 1:46 p.m. No one was injured. Power was restored to about 100 affected businesses and residents initially before the remaining outages were taken care of. The Adair County Sheriff's Office reports a man from Union County was arrested early Saturday morning in Audubon County following a high-speed pursuit. 27-year-old Zachary Arthur Titus of Creston faces charges that include driving while barred and eluding second or subsequent offense. He was also wanted on 3 Union County warrants, including a felony warrant for violation of probation. Titus was taken into custody a little after 3 a.m. that day. Authorities say at around 2:40 a.m. Saturday, an Adair County Sheriff's deputy had attempted to stop on northbound Highway 25, a 2014 Ford Escape, for failure to dim headlights and for having no front or rear license plates. The driver of the SUV, later identified as Titus, failed to stop and just before entering Greenfield, drove through the stop sign at the intersection with Highway 92 and Highway 25. As the deputy closed the distance with the SUV, he clocked a speed of between 115 and 120 miles per hour. He was finally apprehended after driving through a bean field in Audubon County. Titus was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $7,000 cash or surety bond for the Adair County charges and without bond on the Union County warrants. The Adair County Sheriff's Office said also 38-year-old Jose Hugo Chavara Alvarez of Urbandale was arrested by an Iowa State Patrol trooper Saturday afternoon on Interstate 80 in Adair County. Chavez Alvarez was being held at the Adair County Jail without bond on a warrant out of Colorado. Later that same day, 42-year-old Jose Mas Bueno of Glendale Heights, Illinois, was arrested by the ISP at the Greenfield exit, or Exit 86, for OWI first offense after his 2020 Chevy Silverado pickup was found in the ditch off Highway 25 just north of the exit. The trooper noted Mas Bueno had bloodshot and watery eyes and he failed the standard field sobriety test. The man refused to take a breath alcohol test. He later was released on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. A little before 2 a.m. Saturday, 18-year-old Jonathan Scott Clark of Fontenelle was arrested in Fontenelle for domestic abuse assault, causing bodily injury, first offense, following a report of a fight whereby he allegedly hit his girlfriend several times as she was packing her belongings to move out. Clark was located walking south of the residence and, when questioned, admitted that he shoved his girlfriend and hit her a couple of times. He was released from custody later in the day Saturday after posting a $1,000 bond. And at around 1:10 a.m. Saturday, 20-year-old Jonathan David Schwarty of Oakland was arrested on Interstate 80 at mile marker 79 for OWI first offense and possession of alcohol under the legal age. He was taken into custody by an Iowa State Patrol trooper after the trooper saw Schwarty's 2016 VW Passat coming up behind the trooper at a high rate of speed. The VW was clocked at 97 miles per hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. Schwarty tested .220 on the breath alcohol device and when later tested .162 in the sheriff's office, he was released a couple of hours later on a $1,000 cash or surety bond. The Page County Sheriff's Office reports a man and a woman from Clarinda were arrested on separate charges over the past few days. Sunday afternoon, the Sheriff's Office was dispatched to assist the Clarinda Police Department with a domestic situation within the city of Clarinda. During the investigation, deputies arrested 34-year-old Bryce Michael McKinnon of Clarinda for interference with official acts. McKinnon was transported to the Page County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Following his initial appearance with a magistrate, McKinnon's bond was changed to the current no bond. He remains held in the Page County Jail without bond pending further court appearances. And at around 11:50 p.m. on November 16th, Page County deputies initiated a traffic stop on a vehicle near the intersection of 1st Street and East Washington Street in Clarinda. During the traffic stop, 27-year-old Teddy Jessica Rattenborg of Clarinda was arrested on two Adams County warrants for failure to appear. Rattenborg was transported to the Page County Jail and later posted a $400 bond for being released and given a court date in Adams County. That is a check of some of the latest area news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes.